The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Waste Management Services are warning that the charges on green bins could be increased. And the reason that they want to increase the charges on green bins is because the bottles that used to go into them are now going through the return scheme, and they have a value that is disproportionate compared to all the other stuff in the green bin. That value isn't being accrued by the recycling companies, and therefore they're going to ask the consumer to stick their hands even deeper into their pocket. Annual losses, according to the companies involved, could amount to 15 million euro. And in response to this development, People Before Profit TD for Dublin said Central Breed Smith has argued for the privatisation of waste management services to end due to financial greed. Breed Smith, good afternoon.
Hi, Anto. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you? So are you essentially saying that the local authorities should go back into the business of owning and operating waste trucks?
Yeah, I think these private operators have some neck. They really have, in saying to people who are trying to do the right thing by recycling their cans and their bottles and getting the deposit they already paid for when they purchased the product back, that somehow the waste management companies have an entitlement to this recycling effort. And if they don't, if their entitlement isn't fulfilled, they're going to put the cost back on the shoulders of ordinary people who already pay through the nose for bin charges. They really are very, very high. And all of the companies who allegedly compete with each other don't manage to bring down the prices as what competition is supposed to do. Instead, they consistently go up and up. So yes, and we've argued it from the get-go, that this is a public service that is really, really important to the running of a city and a society, and it should be in public hands and not for profit.
And I suppose the only thing that people will point to as a sort of a counter argument to that is the ultimate cost, because while consumers won't pay at point of collection for the waste, it will still have to be paid for out of general taxation. And what we get told, rightly or wrongly, is that if you run that through a public system, it tends to be at a higher cost than the private sector can provide, and therefore you end up paying more, even though you're paying it through tax rather than directly to the companies.
Well, it depends on where you're taking the tax from. And we have always argued that the taxation on the real polluters, because often they call me and you and the ordinary families that are listening in on this the polluters, and they use the phrase the polluter must pay. But the real polluters are those who produce the packaging, the plastic, the level of wasteful packaging and stuff that goes on in all the products that we buy that we've no choice over, that they should be actually paying an extra tax for, to allow for the recycling and the cleaning up of the system that we have, to allow recycling to enhance our climate effort, to allow recycling to help us live in better cities and towns. So it's the, who you identify as the real polluter is the issue I would have, and that there is taxes to be got from the plastics industry, which is enormous and attached to the fossil fuel industry, and from the packaging industry itself.
And I suppose, again, the issue there becomes, well, that again gets passed to the consumer. If I'm a bottler and I sell fizzy drinks and you increase the tax on me, well, the fizzy drink that used to cost 150, now I just charge 160, and it's the consumer who ends up getting stung.
And this is the problem with the market system that we live under for everything. But in a way, that makes the case for why we should take something as fundamental and as central to running a decent society out of the market system and put it into the hands of a public sector that is not for profit and that is fully publicly owned and controlled. Because if you leave it as a for-profit item, then these crazy suggestions, like the one that was made in the last couple of days by the waste management industry, that they're going to put up the cost of the green bins yet again for ordinary households, this is just not acceptable.
Anything like this obviously would be a hugely significant, in terms of scale, the move to shift this back into being public provision. Do you think, therefore, there's a snowball's chance that it would even be considered?
Well, I think at the moment the debate has been opened up already, and there is a cross-party, all singing and dancing, a Oireachtas committee that also has on it some councillors and some representatives from trade unions and businesses that are looking at this issue. Now, I don't wouldn't hold my breath for these cross-party committees to function in any sort of at the rate at which is required. They're very, very slow to move, but at least it's established and at least the discussion is taking place. And I do actually think that it's possible to revert back to remunicipalisation, and it's been done elsewhere. There's been cities and towns all over France and Germany and other parts of Europe where water and waste management has been remunicipalised, because it's a tongue-twisting word, but it basically means taken back into public control, because it wasn't working for the benefit of people or the environment. And so I think it absolutely is possible.
And there's a couple of people just running the maths on it. Somebody texting saying, bins are 20 quid per month, 5 quid per week. Councils have better things to spend the money on. I'd rather a new playground in my area or a youth company. These are companies, not charities. Now, can I ask on that, Preach, if let's say you've round that up, so you're talking 250 quid-ish per household per year, we're getting into very big numbers for any local authority very quickly if they do remunicipalise it, as you say. Would you be willing to see an increase in local property tax or direct taxation to equal that scale of increase if it wasn't possible to tax the manufacturers?
Okay, Anto, so there's a couple of things. I actually think most people, most households are paying much more than 250 a year to waste management companies to have their bins lifted. I think it's much higher than that. I don't use them because I go to the Brink Centre with everything I have that can be recycled. And what can't be recycled, I have a contract with a licensee who collects a plastic bag once a fortnight from me. So I'm not sure what they are, but people regularly complain to me about the way these charges increase and constantly go up and up. And I think it's more like 350, 400 a year. But that's taken into account the profit margins and the margins of running these companies. And they're very inefficient, by the way, because if you have, and I won't name them on the radio, but there's about four or five that could trip off the tip of my tongue, who are running big, large bins trucks through the housing estates on different days or sometimes on the same day, and are competing, allegedly competing with each other. As I said earlier on, it's not bringing down the charges, but it is creating a lot of profit for them. Most of them are registered offshore, so we don't even get to see the real profit margins. But no, I don't agree in putting up the property tax to fund it. And I just want to say very quickly why. Because property tax in the system that we live under on most ordinary people is not a tax on wealth. It's a tax on the family home. Okay. And I think property tax should be linked to the wealth that is in society. And we don't have a wealth tax in this society. So there's lots of ways to skin a cat, and there's many other ways to get taxes in.
Breed, thanks very much. That's Breed Smith, who is People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.